monks of the Charterhouse Shiche grew various herbs in their gardens, which they used for mitigating their own ailments. They were not allowed to heal other people, though. Despite this fact, this place was the cradle of the Slovene herbal medicine, as the first pharmacy was known already in the 15th century. Today, this tradition is carried on by herbalists, who obtain their knowledge from the monastic treasury. The great cylindrical tower behind the church on the left side today houses a herbal pharmacy. If the door is open, step inside. You'll be greeted by herbalist Drago Ursic, or another member of the Ursic family, who have been maintaining the herbalist tradition for several decades. The Ursiches draw their knowledge from the monastery treasury and from folk tradition. In the attractive shop, you will find a wide range of herbal preparations, such as teas, ointments and potions, and also organic food and other health-promoting products. In a corner of the shop is a unique copy of a pharmacopoeia, the original of which is kept at the University Library in Graz. The manuscript contains a list of the most important medicinal plants, instructions for their use, and the diseases that can be treated with each medicinal plant. It also contains many practical tips for daily use, such as a recipe for making ink. Feel free to leaf through it a little. To the left of the sales counter, a staircase leads to the second floor, where the permanent exhibition Ora et Labora, in English, Pray and Work, can be seen. The exhibition explains the spiritual and material life of the Carthusians on the basis of the Carthusian rules. It is a continuation of the Carthusians' forged message, Opus Humanum, which you may have noticed when entering Zice Charterhouse to the left of the wrought iron entrance gate. The sculpture is a gift from the Carthusians of Pleteria to Zice Charterhouse.